This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, so this week is a short week. So we're going to try to just do one inyan on Daf Samaches. And then, with your permission, if you want to hang around for Samach Tes Amid Aleph. And Samach Tes Amid Beis, I guess the options are either tonight or Thursday night. Those are the two options. So we'll figure it out. Maybe tonight. So one interesting inyan on Daf Samaches is the Braisa says on Samaches Amid Aleph, Gufa, a 9-year-old in one day, a convert from Amoin, from Moav, a Mitzri, Adoimi, Kusi, Nesin, Chala, Mamzer, that lives with the Kohenes, Levia, V'Yisraelis, it passels her. Right? That's the sugya of Nivelas, Lepasala, Pasala, Lekuhuna. She becomes Pasala, Lekuhuna, she becomes Pasal for Tshuma. And the interesting shaila is why? Why does she become pasul? What's the psul? What's the psul when a woman lives with a mitzri? What's the issue? Say, well, she was mazana. She says, maybe they married her. She married a mitzri. Why is she pasul a kahuna? She says, why is she a zoina? They got married. He said, hareya mikudeshes, the kedushin was chal. What exactly is the psul of nivela lepasula? So there are three shitas, basically. Let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam is found in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Yud Zayin, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Mipi Hashmua Lamadnu." We have a tradition. Shehazoina hu amura b'toyra hi kol she'ina bas Yisrael. A zoina is any woman who was once a Gentile is a zoina. Oy bas Yisrael shenivala la'adam she'asur linasilei, or a Jewish woman who had relations with a man that she can't marry. But it's only Isser HaShavah L'Kol. It has to be an Isser that's equal to all Jews. Oy Shenivala L'Chalal. Or if she had be with a Chalal, even though she's mutter to marry him, a Yisraelis could marry a Chalal, a Levia could marry a Chalal. But even so, if she lives with a Chalal, she's Pasul Kahuna. However, the Rambam says, if she has relations with a Behema, even though she gets Skila, she doesn't become a Zoina because she's Lai Nifsa Lakuna, Lai Nivla La'adam. Or if she lives with the Nida, even though it's Kare, she doesn't become a Zoina because she's not Me'asir to marry him. It's only a Bas Yisra that's Nivla La'adam, Shehi Asura Lihinaselai. Someone who she's not allowed to marry. There's no Isser for a Nida to marry someone. Okay, that's the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that for a Jewish woman to have relations with a Mitzri, an Adoimi, a Kusi, the Psul is, it's a Psul Zoina. The Magid Mishnah says, where is this learned out from? It's learned out from our Sugya. Ki Michisia V'bas Ish Kohen Kisia Le'ishzar, he betrumas kedushim loisoichel. That any, the, it's, let's see if we can see the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says, it's a Braisa and Yavamis, Perek Samaches, Ben Teshan Yamechad, Geramoni Mayavi, Mitzri Adami, Kusi Nasin Chalam Amzir, Baal Kanaz Alvia, Baal Yisrael, Pasan. And the Gemara says, "Minahali mili, Amra Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Amra Kro Bas Kohen Ki Siyel Ishzar Kivan Shenivala Pasla Pasla." So we learn it out from this pasuk, Ki Siyel Ishzar. Now it's a mashma that Ki Siyel Ishzar somehow it renders her a zoina. In other words, the pasuk is being megale. What is the zoina the Torah talks about? What is this Zoina that the Torah is speaking about? Listen to this. The Pasuk says by Kaihanim, Isha Zoina v'chalala lo yikachu, v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. There are three kinds of women a Kohen can't marry. A grusha. Now, nivala l'pasula is definitely not a grusha. So the possible psul is either a Zoina or a chalala. In other words, why is someone who had relations with a mitzri Aser to a Kohen? Is it because she's a Zoina, or is it because she is a Chalala? The Rambam implies it's because she's a Zoyna. And somehow the pasuk of Ubasish Kohen, Kisia, Le'ish Zar, it's Megala that somehow she becomes a Chalala, she becomes a Zoyna. Okay, that's the Shita of the Rambam. Second Shita, Toisus on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis. Divrei Amaschol Ma. Toisus says you can't learn out that a woman is a Chalala from a Kavachoymer, because Chalala is only from Yisuri Kuhuna. Right? In other words, you could ask, well, why in the world would she be a Chalala? Chalala is only from Yisuri Kuhuna. We see that there are instances where she becomes mischalel from a relation that's not isure chalala. So Tosfos says, Shani hacha de darish le mikra. So it's mashma from Tosfos that the psul of kisia le ishzar is midin chalala, not zoina. It's midin chalala. Here, you have a yavamis handy. Please take a look. Tosfos tezvav amud beis. Ma. Look, the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, Tezvav Amud Beis, not the bottom lines, the second to bottom lines, the fifth line. Tosfos says, V'yaf agav dole kamon yolof de mischaleles bebias ger amoni mayavi mitzvi adoimi kusi chol nosim amzer af agav dole yavi isra kuhuna hasa mikro darish la. So Tosfos seems to be saying that it's rendering her a chalala, not a zoyna, not like the Rambam. The Rambam, interestingly, learns a woman who has relations with the Mitzri becomes a zoyna. Tosfos learns that she becomes a chalala. Okay? Again, this Tosfos is Tezvav Amud Beis. Not the bottom lines, the second to bottom lines. V'nira. V'afagav, right? Afagav, we have cases of chalal that are not from Yisurei Kahuna. Tosfos learns as Gzeres HaKasuv. So that's the second possibility of why Nivala Lepasala passels a woman. And there's a third possibility. And that's Rashi on our page. Look on Rashi, Dibbe Amaschel, Gilei Mil Sava Alma, Sama Chesam and Beis. Rashi implies that the Isser, when a woman lives with someone who is Usser to her, it's not that it renders her a Zoyna, it's not that it renders her a Chalala. Rashi Divrei Hamaschal Giloy Milso Ba'amahu. Rashi says, Rashi says, Giloy Milso Ba'amahu. The Isser of Lekuhuna . The reason why she's also good, v'lav melef mine yalfinan lav l'kuhuna mitruma. We're not learning out the lav l'kuhuna from truma. Dema mela kivan de ifsa l'truma ifsa l'kuhuna de truma hainu kedushas kuhuna. Rashim seems to be saying that since she can't eat truma, so incorporated in that is she's aser l'kuhuna. Why does Rashi have to say that? Why doesn't Rashi say she's also a kuhuna because she's a zoyna or she's a chalala? What's Rashi saying that the iser l'kuhuna is in the umbrella category of since she can't eat truma, she can't eat, she's also a kuhuna? This implies, like a Tosfos on daf lamed hey amud aleph, that the iser of a woman who is nivala l'pasol is an iser chadash. It's not Isser Zoyna, it's not Isser Chalala, it's an Isser Chadash. Look at Tosfos Daf Lamed Hey, Divrei Hamaschal Afal Pi, where Tosfos says, the Isser of Bas Koyein Kisiya Le'ish Zar is not midin zoyna, is not midin chalala. It's a new iser. Look, Toysa says, Ella Lari Nira de Psula Min HaKohuna Mitam Tuma Vizoina, Kedavara Bahaba Yavimtaile. Umi Ukashalari, Kim like Siv Tuma, Isha's Associate Nivalaba Oinus, Siv Hilay Nispasa, Sos Matosim Kena Mai Psula Kuna, the Bahal Isser Tuma have a Baal Ubayo Chuma Vagam Kuhuna, Vahishari Labala Tishinam Lakuhuna. Okay, so bottom line is, there seems to be three understandings. Stam, in this sugya, this whole blot, when we say if a woman lives with someone who is pasul to her, she becomes also l'kuhuna and she's disqualified from truma. Why is she also l'kuhuna? Is it she becomes a zoyna? That's shitas harambam. Is it she becomes a chalala? That is shitas hatoisvis adav tesvav amir beiz. And Rashi here seems to learn it's a iser chadash. Okay, that's just something for your yedia, and we're going to continue Daf Samach Tes if you want to hang in there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.